Call to order a special meeting of the Unalaska City Council at 1 p.m. on Friday, July 18th, 2025. City Clerk, may I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Bell?
Present.
Ms. Coleman? Here. Mr. Longo?
Here.
Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Nicholson?
Here.
Mr. Tungle?
Here.
Mr. Tudikoff?
Here. We do have a quorum. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under
God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. May I have a motion and second to adopt the agenda?
I make a motion to adopt the agenda. Second.
Moved by Councilman Nicholson, second by Councilman Longo. Is there any objections? Hearing none. The agenda is adopted. Item number five on our agenda, termination of employment of Peggy McLaughlin, Director of Ports and Harbors, in accordance with the Unalaska Code of Ordinance 3.56.050 of the code. This time I'll turn this over to our city manager for further information and explanation on the ordinance.
Thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm about to read from the letter that I presented to Ms. McLaughlin on July 9th, 2025. And that despite 13 years of service in the role of Ports Director, performance demonstrated a consistent pattern of deficiencies that negatively impacted the city's operations, credibility, and ability to deliver essential services. These include neglect of port facility maintenance, failure in stakeholder communication and public relations, where project planning and permit management, project mismanagement, including the Robert Storrs Small Boat Harbor, incompletion of a rate study, and counterproductive attitude and lack of leadership. The neglect of port facility maintenance includes inoperative lighting at the light cargo dock, neglected catch basin cleaning leading to drainage concerns and problems, and the emergency buoys out of service for many years, and unaddressed spigot leaks and general facility disrepair, failure in stakeholder communication and public relations, numerous repeated complaints from port users, businesses, and lessees regarding unreturned calls, lack of responsiveness. Notably, a representative from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was unable to reach her after numerous attempts and ultimately contacted former city manager, Mr. Chris Laddick, for assistance, who contacted me. This was not just a call. This was a call about repairing the breakwaters that has been a priority since around 2013, trying to get through to schedule the project that we received funding in the amount of $2 million for after years of trying to get that project repaired so we can accept it. Poor project planning and permit management, the permitting process for the light cargo dock and UMC dredging projects began approximately 6 months prior to the construction, which was unacceptably late start for initiatives that had been in planning for years. This lack of foresight required myself, our state, federal delegations all to start working to pressure the EPA to get permits and officials to expedite the process in time to take advantage of the channel dredging project and mobilization costs in the savings of $4 million. If we had not gotten those permits, we wouldn't have saved $4 million. Project mismanagement, Robert Storr's small boat harbor. Mismanagement of this capital project diverged from council-approved CMMP processes without sufficient communication or coordination, and also permitted individual users to bypass protocol and influence the design phase directly with consultants. And rather than resolve the matter through our typical fashion, it wound up on a council agenda with a $360,000 design for a single user. Incompletion of a rate study. Failed to complete or even initiate the required port rate study within a reasonable time frame. I approved the necessary software that was requested to start the rate study last summer. And while the Division of Utilities, the Department of Utilities completed 4 rate studies in the same time, you were not able to complete one or even get an RFP out for a consultant. Counterproductive attitude and a lack of leadership. You've expressed frustration with staff turnover and fatigue of training people, yet have not demonstrated a commitment to mentoring, coaching, or adapting to changing organizational needs. And while the other city departments and directors collaborate effectively and embrace support, Ms. McLaughlin remained disengaged from those efforts. As the longest tenured director on my staff, her example was critical, and we discussed that numerous times. But the performance was not aligned with the level of leadership expected from someone with that amount of tenure. These examples represent a continued pattern of underperformance or failure to take ownership and a resistance to change, despite multiple opportunities and conversations to improve. Given the serious operational, financial, and reputational impacts of these shortcomings, I lost confidence in her ability. I can point to 2 director meetings, one a year ago about, and another just 2 weeks ago, that were examples when the negativity and the theatrics sucked the energy out of our room and left directors and myself just with no breath. The first was in August of last year, and we were at Public Utilities. Ms. McLaughlin openly challenged the administration and myself about an HR matter, human resources, felt she was in the right, and exposed one of her employees to all of us that the employee went to HR. She believed it was for some other reason, that she should have been in that room and would not take any kind of explanation as fact. It was frustrating. The deputy city manager and I tried to talk to her afterward, and it was just overtly confrontational. It's as if the person can never be wrong. The other just happened 2 weeks ago. It can be frustrating when we try and provide all kinds of information for council, and yet we still struggle with going through some items. So I had the idea maybe we do an agenda review on a Friday before the Tuesday meeting. I openly welcome comments from the staff and ideas, but not theatrics and eye rolling and the negativity that went with it. I'm happy to be corrected or, hey, that's not a good idea, but not in front of all the staff, the theatrics. Don't understand that. And just yesterday, 6 years, we've had news that we're bringing the Alaska Association of Harbor Masters and Port Administrators Conference here. 6 years. So I had Mr. Brown call and find out what the status was. And unfortunately, he had to tell me that they were concerned because they haven't heard from her in 3 months. There's no agenda. So I agreed that we move the conference, and Juneau will now be the site of that conference. But worse than not bringing these folks here, this was big. This would have been a wonderful thing to have, to bring all these folks here. You all provided $16,000 in sponsorship with most of the intent to help with travel costs. I learned that she signed an $80,000 agreement with the hotel. You know the policy. I can't sign anything 50,000 or more. Now that conference is not coming here and we're on the hook, I believe, for $80,000. So it's just an example of checked out a while ago, apparently. So with that, I yield.
Thank you, City Manager Humka. Next up was Peggy McLaughlin. We have 15 minutes.
Mayor and Council, I've chosen to publicly address the employment status as a courtesy to the Council, the taxpayers, and the community at large. I declined the opportunity to resign because I believe public deserves transparency. I want to be clear, I have nothing to be ashamed of. I have engaged in no illegal activity, and I have served this community with honor, integrity, and to the best of my ability, and without meaningful support from this current administration. Accepting a resignation under these circumstances would only fuel speculation and leave unanswered questions about the status of some of the city's most valuable assets. To that end, I've retained legal counsel and have asked them to prepare my formal response. Mr. Gorian Dudikin from Northern Justice Project team is online to brief the council on my response. I respectfully ask that further questions and comments be directed to him. And Mr. Dudikin's on the line to speak to council.
Thank you. I want to remind the community and the council that we're here to, under ordinance 3.56050, dismissal and demotion and suspension. That particular ordinance refers specific authority of the city manager, no one else. We're here as a council to hear both sides, and to we're not making any decisions. This is a city manager decision. Council has two options: to move forward with the notice of termination, which the city manager has authority to do. The other is to go call for a special meeting in the executive session for further discussion. I am aware of the letter from the Northern Justice. I received it this morning at 9 o'clock. I don't know if all of the council got it at that point in time. I heard various stories that it was available to council members early last evening. We're not here to discuss the administration, Bill Humka. We're here only to listen to the response from Bill Humka and also from Peggy McLaughlin, Port Director, regarding the notice of termination that was sent out on July 9th, 2025. I'd ask, we have our attorney on the line. We get him to give us a review and any further questions council may have may be directed to our attorney.
Hi, thank you. Sorry about that. This is Sam Severin. I was having a hard time getting unmuted there. I think the mayor has summed it up well. The code contemplates that if the employee subject to the termination notice would like to have that a council meeting is necessary and that the employee can elect to have it be public and that the employee is allowed to rebut what is in the notice. And I think the mayor also hit on it well, is that if there's going to be any further deliberation or consideration by the council, other than maybe some questions, or if the council wants legal advice, probably best to do that by setting another executive session for that. This is really an opportunity for Ms. McLaughlin to rebut what was in the letter, which was recited verbally by Mr. Homka. I would suggest that while we have Ms. McLaughlin or her counsel here, that he's written a we've gotten quite a lengthy letter from her counsel, but that if he wanted to summarize it for a few minutes, there wouldn't necessarily be a prohibition on that, I don't think. Or if the council had some limited questions about the factual basis, this is really a chance to get to the bottom of any of the facts, but relatively brief in nature and limited to the scope of the items that were in the notice and Ms. McLaughlin's response. That really is the guiding, that's the scope of why we're here today. I'm glad to explain more about the process under the code.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. I think I see Peggy waving her. Did you want to say some more?
No, I would appreciate though if you would let Mr. Dudigan have a have his piece. Thank you.
What's that?
Hi, good afternoon. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can. Go ahead, please, sir.
Thank
Yes,
you.
go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, members of the council and Mr. Severin. My name is Gorian Dedukian, and I'm with the Northern Justice Project. We are representing Ms. McLaughlin. And as she said in her statement, we categorically deny any allegation of wrongdoing or deficient performance. We categorically deny all of the allegations in the notice of termination that was provided by the city manager. And to the extent the city manager relied on new facts or new information today that wasn't included in the letter, we first of all object to that new information being considered, and we categorically deny that as well. I think we've now gotten confirmation that you received a pretty detailed 17-page letter that responds point by point to the five grounds for termination in some detail. I don't want to repeat what was said in the letter. What I would say is that I've been practicing law for a very long time, and I would say that this is probably the most egregious and pretextual termination I've ever seen. So what I would ask the council, what I would urge the council to do is to slow down, not take any rash action today, to consider the information in our letter, which not only responds to the allegations that Mr. Homke has brought forward, but also sets forth multiple incidents of workplace misconduct that was perpetrated by Mr. Homke, not only versus our client, Ms. McLaughlin, but other employees of the city.
Excuse
So
me, sir. Stick to what we're here for is the six options or complaints from Bill Homka. We've all had a copy of that, and this is not a place to discuss at this time. What you're attempting to bring is allegations to bring forward against Bill Homka. We're not here for that. That's something that, as a city council, we'll have to deal with at some point, but we're not here for that. So if you'd stick to the 6 points, I would appreciate it.
yeah, I understand that. My point in bringing that up is that it kind of highlights the context in which these allegations were brought forward by Mr. Homke and his motivations for doing so, and should cause the council some pause. And like I said, to slow down and really look at what he's alleging and what Ms. McLaughlin has alleged. And so what we would propose is that the council not terminate Ms. McLaughlin today, to have another opportunity where we can sit down and present in detail all of the evidence that we have that rebuts and refutes everything that Mr. Homke has alleged. And whether we do that in a mediation or whether we do that in a sit-down meeting, we're open to that. But we would urge the council to not terminate Ms. McLaughlin today, and to schedule further proceedings where a lot of this, I mean, I completely acknowledge that there's a lot of information that's now been brought forward by both sides. 17-page letter with a lot of information. It really behooves the council to take a close look at all of that before making any final action.
Okay, thank you for your comments. As I mentioned, we're here for the hearing regarding the termination letter to Peggy McLaughlin and nothing more. This time, we've gone through the ordinance that allows the city manager to, at his discretion, to hire, fire, or demote executive positions appointed by the city manager. We've heard both sides. There's now a decision by the council to have a quick, sorry, comments regarding only the next meeting if we have an executive session, or we move forward and prepare for our next regular meeting. Councilman Coleman.
Yes, I'd like to exercise the option of having an executive session at a later time.
I'll need a specific date and time that week. Or I could do that off. It has to be sometime next week, of course. And when is everybody available? That's going to be the next one. So how about allowing me to make the phone calls? And I need a motion and a second to have an executive session to be determined by the mayor.
Okay, I make a motion to have an executive session to be determined at a later date by the mayor, preferably next week.
I'll second that.
Been moved and second to move by Councilman Coleman, second by Councilman Louie to have an executive session to be determined the following week by the mayor. Any discussion? Objection? Let's see. Roll call, please.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Your vote, please.
I don't have a vote. This vote is out of order. Not everyone was given an opportunity for discussion.
Referring to the discussion on the executive session.
Yes, Mayor, are you opening up for discussion for the rest of the council?
Okay, I'm sorry. Discussion is now open with Councilman Bell.
Thank you. These Zoom sessions are kind of difficult to get in there. I don't really have anything more to add. I just wanted to add that I would, I'll support the motion. What's in code there in Title 3 and Title 2 and other sections actually is kind of vague on what the role of the council is. And so I would agree that consultation with the city attorney would be in order before we take any kind of action or however the council would move forward. Thank you.
Councilman Bell is very clear that the city manager has the authority to do what is done, and I don't know where the council itself would get involved without an amendment to the ordinance. Charles, are you still on?
Yes, sorry, I was trying to get unmuted again. Yes, I mean, the code does say in this circumstance that the decision is ultimately up to the manager to make. That part is very clear. However, this is a pretty significant decision, and to the extent the council wants to get advice or deliberate in general, and maybe even just better understand their role, an executive session would make sense. And I think you know, if that were to be done, yeah, an executive session would make sense for those reasons. I think you always get some legal advice. A lot of new things have come up. But ultimately, the decision is the manager's to make.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Tongo, regarding
so
motion.
If we go into executive session, what role are we playing on this executive session?
Was that a question for me?
What kind of role are we, what kind of role are we going to be playing on this? If it's the city manager decision at the end, anyway. So, what are we trying?
I mean, the role is largely advisory. I mean, this is set up to be a council meeting to provide the opportunity to rebut. That's out of fairness to the employee to be allowed a public venue or a larger group of people to be heard in front of. And then it is ultimately set up to be the manager's decision. So the council's role would be to help interpret the facts as it's heard them or to advise and just largely acting as a, just another set of eyes and ears hearing the information. But it's very clear the manager puts it in motion in the first instance. Then under the city code, there is an opportunity to rebut it, and then it's the manager's decision after that. It is a kind of a unique situation, though, of what the council's role is.
Thank you. I understand.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Luby had a question or on the motion?
Yeah, it's not really a question, as I'm in support of an executive session, especially with the large amount of information that we received this morning. And I believe that council does need to discuss this. This is a big decision, not on our part, but for the city manager. And I believe we should give guidance to the city manager on, our views as a council to him in executive session. And with that, I would support this motion.
Okay, thank you. We're breeze on through this. Any further discussion? Okay. All right, we'll call for a roll call on the motion, which was the motion to call executive session next week at a time to be brought forward by the city mayor. Right, go ahead before we make a roll call.
With that, also, I would encourage the city manager to leave Peggy on administrative leave until we have this executive session. I'm sorry. I'm just encouraging the city manager to continue to leave Peggy on administrative leave until we have this executive session and can discuss things with him as a council.
As part of the motion, you need to amend it somehow. But I, City Bill, you have a question? Or?
I'm not opposed to that suggestion. I don't know if you need to actually put it in a motion or not, but
I feel like it's up to the city manager, according to code, that this would be. It's ultimately his decision. We can, advise the city manager by code, and it's up to him to make that choice. I don't believe it needs to be in the motion. I'm just suggesting as a council member and guidance to him to continue to leave her on administrative leave until it can be a final decision could be made.
So it's an advisory issue, not motion. Okay. Any further comments on the motion? Hearing none, I'll call a roll call on the motion.
Ms.
Which
Goldman?
Was?
Yes. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
On a roll call vote of 6 yeses and 0 nays, the motion passes. We'll have an executive session set after discussion with council members on availability, time and date to be brought forward as soon as possible. Okay. All right. Thank you. There being no further business, we are adjourned to special meeting. 2:30.